We'll be holding our own Black Friday sale this year with some great deals on Stardate magazine and other products. We'll post the details in November at stardate.org. Please drop by and thank you for your support. Stardate November 24th. The night sky brings Thanksgiving to a beautiful end, highlighted by a couple of bright trios. One is in good view as night falls, while the other is at its best later on. As twilight fades away, the first trio forms a wide triangle in the southern sky. Its brightest point is Jupiter, about halfway up in the southeast. Right now, the solar system's largest planet is the brightest object in the entire night sky, other than the moon. The second brightest member of the triangle is the second largest planet, Saturn. It's due south to the right of Jupiter and a little lower in the sky. It shines with a little bit of yellowish color, which also helps it stand out. The final member of the trio is Fomalhaut. The brightest star of Pisces Astrinus, the southern fish, is between and below Jupiter and Saturn. The other trio climbs into good view not long after full darkness and forms a wide arc. It's high in the sky at midnight. Its brightest member is the planet Mars, which looks like a brilliant orange star. Only Jupiter outshines it. The star Aldebaran is to the right of Mars at midnight, quite high in the south. It marks the bright orange eye of Taurus the bull. Capella, the brightest star of the charioteer and one of the brighter stars in the whole night sky, is farther to the left of Mars. These are only a few of the beautiful sights in the sky on what we hope is a beautiful Thanksgiving night for all. You can find out how to subscribe to our daily program at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.